where do you think this is heading? We're out of there. Let's say 14,000 troops there for a year. And then there, by 2017, we probably will have almost no presence there. What is left of Afghanistan?
Well, I spent 5 weeks doing missions with a special forces team, and I was with the Afghan commandos and Afghan army, et cetera, et cetera. What will happen is that it'll fail dramatically. As soon as we pull out of an area in Afghanistan, the Taliban and al-Qaeda flows into that region and starts training up people and getting ready for the transition. What the special operations forces do is they fly in, they arrest or kill those infiltrators and try to keep a balance. But the Afghan military has absolutely no interest in going out and fighting in these remote areas. So what is going to happen is that we're going to see a civil war. We're going to see the North facing off against the South, and you're going to see all these soldiers we trained go home with their AKs and their weapons and protect their villages.
Wow, it's going to be the Wild West. And leaving us to a real worry would be Pakistan, correct?
Well, Pakistan's always been the problem. You know, the Pakistan supports the three major groups that are killing Americans, and we've always run the war from Pakistan. And unfortunately, we're just starting to learn now that was a big mistake. So this idea of going to Doha and getting the Taliban to the peace talks without Pakistan is probably a little too late.
I want to ask you, Robert, this might be a swing and a miss, but there's a story running around Washington right now that people are looking to get verified that the material taken out of bin Laden's lair showed he was very much hands-on what was going on, even in North Africa. Just the opposite has been portrayed. Number one, have you heard that? And number two, what would it mean if it was true?
Well, bin Laden conceptually was very hands-on, meaning that he wanted al-Qaeda to be a certain type of organization, and a lot of these franchises were running amok. But at the same time, he had no local control. I mean, he used to be the money guy. He used to be the ideology guy, but that kind of faded away. He was under house arrest for many, many years inside Pakistan, protected by the military. But, you know, al-Qaeda is kind of like a mutant.
Well, where was he on house arrest?
Well, you know, I went to go find bin Laden back in 2003, and he was in Chitral, and then they moved him under house arrest to keep him secure. So he was in the area of Rawalpindi, which is the main military center of Pakistan. And you got to remember, bin Laden always worked with the Pakistanis from Pakistan in the 80s.
So did you relay that information to the government?
Well, the government, strangely enough, was only fighting the war in Afghanistan. They were not allowed to go into Pakistan. And the operations that they had inside Pakistan were controlled by the ISI, which is the Pakistani intelligence. So it was an interesting problem. They couldn't actually do what they wanted to do inside Pakistan.
So when you watched Zero Dark Thirty, which I imagine you watched, does it seem laughable to you?
I haven't seen it. I mean, I know that group of people and I do things with them, but that was basically just another day in the life of special operations. But it took many, many years to get it underway. You remember, we canceled a number of operations to go get bin Laden dating back to the 80s, within into the 90s. And if you read my book, License to Kill, you'll see Billy Waugh, he used to track bin Laden every day, saying that we could have got him with a 10-cent bullet. So chasing bin Laden was not new. Zero Dark 30 just happened to be the last time.
Do you believe the Pakistani government knew where he was?
Absolutely. They're the ones that put him there.
So Musharraf all these years saying he wasn't there, he was flat out lying?
Yep. You got to remember, we ran a covert operation out of Pakistan, and the Saudis kicked in $6 billion. We kicked in $6 billion, you know, to fight the Russians. We know that area very well, and those actors, those players are known to the Pakistanis. The Taliban is located inside Pakistan. Haqqani's group is inside Pakistan. Hekmatyar's group is inside Pakistan. There's no confusion that Pakistan is the source for all the violent activities that flow into Afghanistan.
Well, I think, and nuclear weapons keep us from going in, I guess.
I don't run the government, so I don't really know, but just using simple math would tell you that Pakistan was the country we should have probably invaded, not Afghanistan.